It go bang, homang. Follow when I AK, holy when I pray on those who pray on those who pray for better wages, AK, ring, ring. Came from the same bloodline as Andres, and that a boy in a tactical vest. Ready for whatever type of shit we catch next, yay. Never been afraid of no badge, bruh. Two police as a matchup. I just came to make it all even, cause the field uneven and we living in the last, bruh. A rebel of a devil in a Dodger hat. They killing our people, we go hard for that. 1898 till we finish with that. Don't let a pretty face fool you, she gon' hit you with that. Ring, ring, homang.
Power to the people.
Ring, ring. What you thought this was, a little okie doke, a little whoopie whoop. Cool story, bro. This ain't no motherfucking joke, and this is overthrow. The recognition, the ignition, and the young control. And I already know more better than a bunch of these rats. I don't spend a bunch of time trying to convince you with that. By that pat, 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 put a hole in your brain. Throw a little bit of wisdom, fill it back up again. It's like ring, oh bang. Welcome to the party. I can't call nobody when these banks is trying to rob me. Fuck it, light a match. Fuck it, throw a match. Fuck it, let it burn. Fuck it, homie, rat. Ring, ring, oh bang.
Power to the people.
Ring, ring, ho,
bang. Power to the people.
Ring, ring, ho, bang.
Power to the people. Bamboo, where the fuck you find this crazy Filipino?
I go from the same bloodline as gangbangers and crooks. The same bloodline as those who took up the front line with all the hooks. And got the punan una, yutsa, pagbare, lang, kielan, man. I am bummed down the fight, pare, ilan. Bring them on. I heard they getting down, down in Mindanao. Rifles in the streets and they hand me downs. Showering me in rubber when they crumble down. Yelling, shut the fuck up, man. They'll do anything to keep with the crown. While you're burning down the castle, make a thunderous sound. Bang, bang. They do what we doing to survive. Making money off of lives, whether suffering or dying. They shoot children in the hood. They police us on the block. And this system for the cops, so they ain't tripping when we shot. I got that Los Angeles slang talk. California throw from the old block. Oldies and your Uncle Rex, see y'all ref while he was turned off a shabs at your aunt's spot. Grimlock, I'm dumb rock. Hip hop with a little bit of quick pop. Got a bunch of crooks in it. Homie, fuck with it. Remember, hip pop and let it burn.
Fire, fire, we don't need no water.
We Molotov.
Fire, fire, we don't need no water.
Let it burn.
Fire, fire, we don't need no water.
We Molotov.
Fire, fire, we don't need no water.
Let it burn.
Fire, fire, we don't need no water.
Some niggas sold there, sit back and watch them tap dance. Bombs over Baghdad, they have a flag. cause you got a nice stack. Carolina home, boy, you know we keep a stack house. It's power when you know the game, I'm feeling like a champ now. I went to rap, homie, get out the trap house. I want the power to be able to rap out what I rap about. Black child, God loving textiles, point blank decimal. Steph Curry projectile, I saw the goal from 8 miles. Every stone you threw, I picked it up and built a powerhouse. Caught a case, I got murder in my profile. Niggas still billing me, see that's just the appeal of me. Respect on my name, why y'all niggas so emotional? Power.
I feel your energy, hey, it's coming through.
It's coming through.
Took me, I said your race, hey, to get next to you. Plus Mesa and MAs, hey,
invested in
you. So I feel your energy.
Power up with the word, I got it from my God. He said a good shepherd don't trip over what they heard. Let him talk the talk until the night you choose to go and purge. I came up when the rest of you struggled and failed to flourish. Conversations with the flirts, she said I'm good as herbs. Get them high from the hood to the suburbs. No one can take your power even if a storm occurred. It ain't man-made, but whether or not you pay don't help or hurt. It's a perk, jam the squad written on my shirt. I got a lane, but all the lines around me dotted I can merge. I can do what you can, but you can't do the same with words as I. And watch my street cred go multiply. They say the streets respect the real ones, the one that's really die. It's just me and young blood, it's where I get all of my power. The night I got a chain from Mr. Flyers, I gave it back when I got done rapping the same hour. I ain't 5%, let's be talking the top MCs. And I'm in the top of that, the rest beneath me all cowards. When it spits, look around, it's meteor shies. I watch the stars fall. Yeah, this what you call power.
Let's talk about power. Let's talk about yours and ours to pay the allowance. Let's talk about 100,000 kids raving and bouncing, craving and drowning in words the day I pronounce it. Let's talk about power. Let's talk about doers and donors. The house I built when I was homeless and sleeping in corners. Sharing Coronas and Blackie Miles, donuts and El Caminos, talking loud, scraping and combing, residue every morning. Talk about legacy. Let's talk about the life of celebrity versus integrity. Curse the first one that thirsts for necessity. Searching for equity versus the earth that birthed us indefinitely. First the verse I wrote in jeopardy. Surfing the laws of the universe and destiny. Church and a God is all that's ever been ahead of me. Let's talk about my power, the golden showers. Running to be on your cameras and store counters. He's bananas, competitors, we can dance. Seize the damage, no more for it, peed his pants. My second LP had real niggas on POTUS lawn. My 7 trophies to set my grannies in heaven's arms. I'm in Jamaica like Wagwan, my feet is out. My hair is long and patois coming from my mouth. Me, I go outdoors, it's time to bless up area. Rude boy, me, I worry about it, fearless. I shot niggas and shot movies 10 years later. Dear God, why you show me so much favor amongst the haters and wickedness? Deliver this child from evil convictions and frivolous debates about who's the permanent MC of the millennium. And it's all for the Benjamins. And I'm all of y'all nemesis. And I'm all in our happy. None of y'all can fathom who Kendrick is. The only one that ever did wrote Book of Genesis. Motherfucker, that's power.
Forever be right here to guide us.
Your sensitivity is very sensitive to mine.
Hello, you are listening to BFF.FM. This is my show Chemical X, and I am DJ Lil Data. I just played 2 songs to open up my show. The first one was Welcome to the Party by Bamboo off of his album Party Worker, and the second one was Power by Rhapsody off of the album Layla's Wisdom. And today I'm having sort of a special show. I'm going to be playing mostly songs about power and labor, and I'm interviewing Steve Zeltzer from, he's an organizer of Labor Fest, one of the founders, and he also has a radio show on KPFA called Work Week Radio, and does a lot of work around labor activism, specifically in the Bay Area. So, Steve, would you like to say anything?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on your show, and I'm glad there's stations like this that people can listen to uncensored. And so I've been working, I as in the labor movement for many years. I'm a member of the Communication Workers of America, the Journalist Union. And in 1994, we set up a group called Labor Fest, which is to commemorate the San Francisco General Strike. And this is the 85th anniversary. And on July 5th, two workers were killed in San Francisco. So we thought that we should institutionalize it and make it not just about the general strike in San Francisco, but about working people, the issues of working people face, technology, their struggle to survive, and the history of all working people, not just here, but around the world, because San Francisco and the United States is a country of immigrants, except for Native Americans. So people come from all over the world. Their history, their stories are unknown. And in the United States, in San Francisco, most working people don't know about the history of labor. So that's why we set up Labor Fest, and we have a month-long series of events, laborfest.net, and films we show, and we're covering the mural struggle at George Washington High, the effort to remove that, and what's that about, and many, many different issues.
Yeah, I think that's super important to archive the history of working people, especially in San Francisco, when a lot of workers and low-income workers are being pushed out, and there is sort of like a labor shortage. Could you talk about more of the specific issues that they'll be touching on in regards to local labor issues, and maybe go into what the general strike was and everything?
Well, the big issue is the technology right now, and these platforms like for Uber and Lyft. You have thousands and thousands of workers who are temp workers or gig workers, and they're barely surviving. They come into San Francisco and sleep in their cars. They've been marginalized. So more and more workers are not getting the benefits of technology. And the billionaires who are growing in San Francisco, they're doing great. But you have this dystopia where people are dying in the streets, people are living in tents in the greatest wealth concentration in the world on the West Coast. So why is that? And that's a political issue for working people, because the wealth of this world and of San Francisco should be for the people, not for a couple of billionaires or, you know, several billionaires. So that issue of what's happening with technology and automation and AI is what, you know, we have to discuss and learn about, you know.
Yeah, and definitely, especially with all of the automation going on in the Bay Area with software engineers, like, basically automating people's jobs. So not only was there, like, a labor shortage, but now all the jobs that are created are in order to kind of automate other people's jobs. So it's, like, it just compounds.
It's an existential crisis, because if they're saying to the mass of people, we don't need you anymore because we're going to automate your job out and we're going to have robotics and other things, then what are people to do? So that's a social crisis. And there could be solutions like a shorter work week. And the longshoremen in 1934 got a 30-hour work week.
Wow.
So that's, you know, if we need to have shorter work weeks so everyone can be working if they want to.
Are there any other, like, solutions like that that have been proposed in order to help kind of, like, the labor crisis?
Well, I mean, I think that right now there's an attack on labor and there's an attack on unions. Trump would like to get rid of labor. He'd like to be a dictator and ignore the Constitution. So the question now is survival for the working class. How are unions going to survive in an era where they're being automated out, in which the laws are being used to bust unions? If workers try to join unions, like in even tech workers, they're fired. There's a fear that working people have if they organize a union, which is supposed to be a legal right, but when they do try to organize a union, they're terminated and the boss just says, you know, I'm getting rid of you. So workers' power is necessary in this country, in San Francisco. And one of the things about the general strike, the lesson of the general strike in 34 was it shut down the city and other parts of the Bay Area. As a result of that, workers lost their fear of joining unions. So hundreds of thousands of workers join unions. We need more general strikes where workers can see their power collectively.
Yeah, I think that's super important to remind, like, people and especially workers that, like, we have the power and there is no power without the people and without workers. I'm going to transition into another song and we'll talk more about that when we get back. But here is Power by Moses Sumney, which also touches on some of the same themes we've been talking about.
Power to the people.
The
people have power. 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 Power to the community. Community power. 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 Power to the people. The people have power. 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 Power to the people. The people have power. 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 Power to the people. The people have power. 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 Power to the people.
Dreaming of an aspect bright.
That last song was People Have the Power by Patti Smith off of the album Dream of Life. Before that was Power by Moses Sumney off of the EP Black and Deep Red. So me and Steve are here still, and we're going to talk a little more about labor and work. And specifically, I was wondering, since we are in San Francisco, and this is probably like one of the biggest tech hubs in the world, like, what power do tech workers specifically have? And are all tech workers intrinsically, like, bad? Or is it, like, the companies? Like, can you talk about the relationship of tech workers, technology, and, like, capitalism?
Well, when computers were being developed, they were sold to people as this was going to free people. You were going to not have to worry about, you know, doing very dangerous jobs, or everything was going to be automated. It would benefit people. But what we've seen with the development of the internet and technology is, as working people are tethered to the internet. And basically, you don't have freedom. You're working all the time, and you're on call, and you only work when the capitalists need you. So I believe, you know, technology should benefit. I'm pro, you know, technology, but for the benefit of working people, the benefit of humanity. And that is a contradiction, because if it's, you have privately owned technology, they're going to look, how can we get rid of workers? How can we make more money? And it's the massive wealth that we have should be for the people, should shorten the work week, should be for a better life. Instead, it's being used to further exploit people. And, you know, tech workers, software people who work for tech companies, a lot of them are working all the time. They never have breaks. And in Brazil, they have an 8-hour, you can't be contacted by email by your company after 8 hours. Well, I think that's reasonable. I mean, people should have their own life. But as long as you have capitalist control of technology, they're going to use it to make the most profit.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, that there should be this like work-life balance, and it shouldn't be constant work all the time. But with things like email and text and phones, people are always, like you said, on call, always working. And I guess I wonder, how could technology be used for good, and how could technology be used for the people? It sounds like right now most companies are privatized, and yeah, very capitalist, all focused on money. But do you have any like examples of sort of like a utopian technology company, or like a worker run cooperative or something like
that? Well, the world should be run by the people who produce, the workers, you know. And actually, through the internet, it is possible to do that globally, because workers work for the same companies all over the world. They are connected. And workers can control their world. But it requires like a political movement of workers. It requires political consciousness. And most workers feel they're just trying to survive, take care of their own lives. I mean, look at the tech workers who have come to the Bay Area from other countries around the world. And now they're being attacked. Chinese, Asians are being attacked. Immigrants are being attacked. These are immigrant workers, a lot of the tech workers. Mm-hmm. And they get blamed for this crisis as if they're responsible for what's happening in this country.
Yeah, and it's not them, because like they're just trying to make a living.
Of course. Yeah. They're contributing their skills and their talents to make these technologies great. And yet they get blamed and they get harassed and bullied. And, you know, this is a dangerous thing, because, I mean, their children get bullied and terrorized. I mean, yeah. The way we're treating children on the border in these cages, I mean, it's outrageous.
It's horrible. Yeah. So that's like, I think another reason why it's really important to have events like Labor Fest to kind of illuminate histories in the past. Like you were talking about the general strike and other things that we might not know happened and like gained us some of these rights we have as workers today, like how the 40-hour work week wasn't always what it was. Like people had to strike for that and fight for that.
Well, the Trump is like open about what he wants. He'd like to be a dictator. To hell with the Constitution, to hell with laws. He shut down the government. The president of the airline flight attendants, Sarah Nelson, called for a general strike. 4 hours later, the shutdown ended.
Wow.
So people have the power. Working people
have
the power.
That power.
The transit workers can shut down the whole country.
Yeah. They just don't want us to know we have the power.
Well, they don't want us to know we have the power. And also, the unions, a lot of the union leadership are afraid of a general strike, because a workers' movement has to be democratic.
Mm-hmm.
And not top-down, not corporate. And a lot of our unions are corporate top-down.
Wow.
So there's a problem, you know, there's a contradiction. We need a workers' democracy movement where workers have democratic control. They can have debate, discussion, and technology makes that possible. workers can all be linked up.
Yeah, and it could be like collectively run.
That's right.
That's like the that's a dream, right?
Well, yeah. We can have collectively run things, and technology makes that possible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's for the first time in history, workers around the world can be linked up directly with each other.
Yeah.
They can have solidarity all over the world, wherever they are. And that's a great thing. That's and the ability of working people worldwide to communicate, to discuss with each other, that's power.
Yeah. So how do we make that happen?
Well, you need, educate, right? Education. Yeah. I mean, if people don't know the history of labor, you know, how do you build something? You don't know your future.
Yeah.
And working people can build a movement, a world workers movement. We're working on developing an international labor channel.
Oh, cool.
That would have allow workers around the world to get their information directly. In fact, there was a big strike on the border, Matamoros, Mexico, of 70,000 workers at the free trade zone, you know, the maquiladoras.
Uh-huh.
And people don't know about it here, but these workers had a wildcat strike, and they were using Facebook to get their struggles out.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's
really
powerful.
So that's very powerful. To workers in Mexico, these workers who are struggling, and they're getting using Facebook, they got their stories out throughout Mexico.
Yeah. Wow. So that's really cool. I'm going to play a song that Steve picked out. This is Which Side Are You On by Billy Bragg, and stay tuned, and we'll be talking more about Labor Fest when we get back.
This government had an idea and Parliament made it law. Seems like it's illegal to fight for the union anymore. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Set off to join the picket lines, but together we cannot fail. We got stopped by police at the county line. They said, go on, boys, or you'll go into jail. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Well, it's hard to explain to a crying child why her daddy won't go back. So the family suffer, but it hurts me more to hear a scab say, sod you, Jack. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Well, I'm bound to follow my conscience, and I'll do whatever I can. But it'll take much more than union law to knock the fight out of a working man. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? 500 men sacked for refusing to ever cross a picket line. Voices down the ages warning, never cross a picket line. You must never cross a picket line. Cross a picket line with their wives and children, they stand together. Never cross a picket line. You must never cross a picket line. Look away, look away, look away out west to San Francisco. Look away, look away, look away down south to Sydney High.
This is an illegal strike. Never cross a picket line. But technically workers have no rights. Never cross a picket line. You must never cross a picket line. Never cross a picket line. Where workers' rights are enshrined and written. Never cross a picket line. You must never cross a picket line. Look away, look away, look away out west to San Diego. I go. Look away, look away, look away out east to Barro Saka. Truckers have organized the world's longest picket line. The tourists have come, but there's no improvement. Never cross a picket line. Might of the labor movement. Never cross a picket line. You must never cross a picket line. Look away, look away, look away down south to Auckland City. Look away, look away, look away out west to old Vancouver. With the truckers who've organized the world's longest picket line. For the dockers who've realized you must never cross a picket line.
And we're back. This is Chemical X on BFF.fm, best frequencies forever. I just played two songs by Billy Bragg. The first one was Which Side Are You On? And the second one was Never Cross a Picket Line. And I'm here with Steve Zeltzer, one of the founders and organizers of Laborfest. Steve, could you tell us about what that last song, Never Cross a Picket Line, was about and how it's relevant to like all of our histories as workers?
Well, Never Cross a Picket Line by Billy Bragg is about the struggle of the Liverpool dock workers who went on a strike, and it was ruled illegal by the government, and they tried to shut the strike down. So the dock workers in Liverpool were internationalists. They'd support the struggle in Zimbabwe against apartheid, and they appealed to workers around the world. So in Oakland, we had an action at the Oakland docks when a ship from Liverpool came in. We picketed that ship, and the longshoremen supported the picket line. They wouldn't cross the picket line. And that's what the song is about. We're international. We stopped the ship from unloading and loading. And this also happened with the Zim ship, the Israeli ship, where the longshoremen refused to load or unload the ship and had to leave. So it shows that internationalism has a role and has power, and it is a way to build solidarity with workers around the world. And, you know, it's important. I mean, workers' struggles here are connected to workers' struggles all over the world.
Yeah, and you were saying that with technology and with the internet, this is one of the first times in history that workers around the world can be united without borders.
That's right. In the history of the world, there's never been a time where workers all over the world can communicate with each other directly.
Yeah.
I mean, that is historic. In fact, when I first found out about email in 1989, what a great tool.
Yeah.
This is before the web. But I, you know, during the first Gulf War, a worker, a Sri Lankan, was attacked, called a raghead. He worked at Chevron.
Uh-huh.
And he got fired. And so we had a picket line to support him. And I found out he was going back to Sri Lanka. And I found out through email that there was a struggle of the women workers in the free trade zone in Sri Lanka.
Oh, wow.
So I said, when you go back, interview and get their story.
Yeah.
He did that. So we had free trade zone, slave labor free trade zone.
Wow.
So we did a video out of that. Well, how would you know that the women workers in Sri Lanka and these free trade zones were taking action without email at that time?
Or being there, yeah.
Or being there. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. So the ability of solidarity with workers in Sri Lanka and Bangladesh is powerful. We did a video on There was an action in front of the Gap, which has virtual slave labor.
Yeah.
And some organizers from Bangladesh came. We did a video, interviewed them, and it turns out on my video, YouTube, I got the biggest number of hits were from what country?
Bangladesh? Yes.
No.
United States?
No, Saudi Arabia.
Oh, wow.
Because of the women workers, domestic workers from Bangladesh in Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
So, like, migrant workers are worldwide, 300 million migrant workers all over the world.
And
so they're
like,
paying attention.
Yeah, and you're able to disseminate that information. And you might not even have thought to broadcast it in Saudi Arabia necessarily, but by putting it out there, people who like needed it found it.
YouTube, they're looking for that story of their struggle of the Bangladesh people.
Wow.
So that tells you it's all international.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have to understand we are an international working class. It's not one country, it's all over the world. And these companies are all over the world. China, I gave a presentation in Ankara about the tethering of workers, tech workers, how technology is positive, but then it can be used to further exploit workers.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely used to exploit workers.
So a guy came up who was at the presentation. It was at the chamber, Electrical Engineers Chamber in Ankara, said, you know, that was a good presentation. He said, have you given that presentation in China? So I said, no, I haven't. Why do you ask? I work for a Chinese company. They need that in China.
Oh, my God.
So, the exploitation of workers in China by these companies is massive. So it's a global struggle. And for the first time in history, workers around the world can link up together. And through, you know, communicating, through getting their information out, they can build solidarity on a global level.
Yeah. And that's why it's so important to share this information, to share our collective stories and our collective histories. I guess I'm curious. So it sounds like right now conditions are pretty tense, like between the working class and the upper class, probably as they always have been throughout history. But with this combined power of the internet and this combined like frustration of the working class, it sounds like there's a lot of potential for change, for like a revolt or revolution.
Well, the first thing, there is no working class party. I mean, there's a growth. Young people now see socialism as necessary because they're in debt. I mean, imagine graduating out of school and you're a pauper. You have to work the rest of your life for a bank.
Yeah.
You haven't even started your working career. This is capitalism. The situation of the working class is that they're under bombardment every day. They can't make it. In the Bay Area, where do you live?
Yeah.
There are people in tents, families. I mean, and yet they're building all these condos for millionaires.
Yeah.
There's no working class housing. Vienna in 1919 solved the housing problem. The Socialist and Communist Party took control, and they said, we're going to build housing, and we're going to make the wealthy pay for it. So they built 200,000 housing units in Vienna for working people. Which
and
still
that makes
exists.
Sense.
Of course. I mean, how about the wealthy paying for housing? That's what they did in Vienna.
Yeah.
It's called working class housing. It still exists. It's very good housing.
Wow.
So we can solve these problems, but it requires making the billionaires pay for it. I mean, there's so much wealth in California, and yet the gridlock, we can't even get around. Pollution.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, drill some more gas. I mean, these earthquakes now partly could be a result of fracking in Kern County, where who knows, you know, I mean, it's and they've had earthquakes in the Midwest. So all these things, the use of technology for profit, not for the use of people, creates tremendous contradictions, environmental contradictions and everything else.
Yeah. And it's destroying the planet.
And
it's destroying the people on the planet, too.
Survival of the world. And it's a terrible thing. What is your future in this world?
Yeah.
You know, with its environmental crisis, the climate crisis, and the people that run this world don't really care. Make more profit in the short end. They don't care about the future.
Yeah. Wow. So I think we were talking about during the break, that's why it's kind of important to have a positive vision of what you think the world could look like. So you know what you're working towards and what is possible to achieve.
And, you know, people can take control of their lives and of society. There hasn't been, in 85 years, there was a general strike in San Francisco, and they won that. They won a union hiring hall. There was a general strike in Oakland in 1946 for clerical workers who were striking. The transit workers shut it down. There was a general strike. But we haven't had any general strikes since that time. That's a long time.
Yeah.
1946.
So we're overdue.
We're overdue. Yeah. And, you know, I think that Trump is helping bring it along.
Yeah, definitely expediting it.
He's escalating the confrontation.
Yeah.
My way or the highway. This is what he's saying to the people of this country.
Yeah.
And if people say enough, that's what people have to say in this country. And they, through their unions, through through their organization, they have collective power to shut it all down. And when they shut it all down, everything changes.
Yeah.
Everything changes. And it's coming in this country because we're like, we're going to this confrontational situation, which mm-hmm. is being provoked, which is being agitated. And it's going to lead to the power of the working class.
Yeah, I hope so. I think this is a good segue into the next song. This is Talking About a Revolution by Tracy Chapman. Stick around. We'll still be on our air for another 20 minutes.
This is a good song. This is a great song. Yeah.
Don't you know we're talking about a revolution? Sounds like a whisper. Don't you know we're talking about a revolution? It sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation. Wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution, it sounds whisper. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution. Those observers, armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution, it sounds whisper. And finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution, oh no.
Solidarity forever.
Blood shall run, there can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. Yet what force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever.
It is we who plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines and built the workshops, endless miles of railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starving, mid the wonders we have made, but the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever.
They have have taken untold millions that they never toil to earn. But without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel can turn. We can break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever.
In our hands is placed a power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of atoms magnified a thousandfold. We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, for the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever.
Last song was Solidarity Forever by Pete Seeger. That was off of the album If I Had a Hammer, Songs of Hope and Struggle. Before that was Talking About a Revolution by Tracy Chapman, and that was off her self-titled album. So yeah, we've just been talking about labor. So I guess since our show's kind of wrapping up, I'm wondering if there's any events during this Labor Fest that you would recommend to listeners as maybe a good introduction to learning about histories, and maybe something like accessible, like the number one event you would recommend.
Well, there are a couple. This Saturday, coming Saturday, the 13th, there's going to be a delegation of Mexican workers, Suzanne Priola, who led the strike of Matamoros. She's going to be coming to San Francisco with other Mexican workers. That's going to be at ILW Local 34 on 801 2nd Street, and from 10 to 4. And there are going to be workers there talking about privatization, outsourcing, and the need to link up globally. And also, we're going to have a meeting on technology and tech workers and drivers and the future of technology for working people. And we have a great labor maritime boat trip. We charter a boat, and we go out on the bay, and we're going to have labor historians and anchor steam people and other workers talking about their struggles.
That sounds really cool.
It's fun. For yeah. $45, you get music.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to be having music commemorating the life of Woody Guthrie.
That's his birthday. So cool. And you, like, cruise around the bay?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And we have food and music, and historians talk about the history of the bay. So Bay Area is a great place. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And to be able to have labor history, labor education, labor music and food, that's terrific. You know? So that's like, if you go to laborfest.net, you can sign up for that for $45. The best deal going.
Yeah,
you
know? It sounds like it. So laborfest.net, we can find all the events.
All the
Labor
events.
Fest,
and there's some events that are not listed that are on the, also it's the anniversary of the general strike, 100th anniversary of the Seattle general strike. And the other thing is we're having an event on privatization in the Port of Oakland. They want to build a stadium on Howard Terminal in Oakland. It would destroy the jobs of longshoremen. And John Fisher, who's the owner of the A's, also owns the Gap Corporation and owns charter schools.
Oh, wow.
He controls KIPP. And yeah. So there's a lot of connections with these billionaires who want to privatize everything, and they want us to pay for it, you know?
Yeah. And really, they should be the ones paying for it, right?
Of course.
Because they're the ones with the money.
Well, they want to raise fees to go on BART. Why don't these billionaires pay for public transportation?
Yeah, and subsidize it.
We're subsidizing. Working people are subsidizing, and we're bringing them workers to their companies.
Yeah,
you know? So it's like
that's
crazy.
So, true.
So we have a panel on nightmare transit gridlock. We're showing Sorry to Bother You by
great movie.
By Boots Riley. And, you know, we're having, you know, a lot of different events. Press Freedom, Julian Assange, and Chelsea Manning, they want to put them in jail or have them in jail.
Yeah.
You know, and these people have been putting their lives on the line to get truth out.
Yeah.
And they want to shut that down, you know. And the people that committed the crimes that they exposed, nothing happened. They're walking free.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having a meeting on that. And this journalist, Brian Camote in San Francisco, was arrested. He's a journalist, and it's illegal to arrest journalists. And yet they did it, and nothing happens to them. I mean, you know,
that was this year?
Yeah, this year.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, there's supposed to be a law to protect them.
Yeah.
And yet what happened is that they violated the law. They said he was a criminal.
Oh, my God.
And they faked it and they arrested him and nothing happened. They don't even are not being held accountable.
And he's still in jail.
Yes. No, they freed him.
Oh, they freed him.
But, you know, they violated the law.
Yeah. No, that's horrible.
I mean, the people who violated the law should be prosecuted.
Yeah.
If you or I did something, we'd...
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a double standard, you know?
Yeah.
So that's going to be an interesting event. I mean, we're going to have a panel on teacher strike waves that have been going on. I mean, that's a great thing where technology... Facebook was used by thousands and thousands of teachers to organize their strikes.
Yeah, so and that's how great. I found out about the teacher strikes, too, like the ones in L.A. and like up here, too.
And the great thing is, I mean, teachers are using that to get their stories out directly using social media. So it can be used by workers and people to get their stories out, and that's a great thing.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you're screening Sorry to Bother You by Boots Riley, and Steve also showed me a song that's by Boots Riley. Is that correct? So we're going to play that. This is called 5 Million Ways to Kill a CEO. Cool. Stick around.
Shake them up and then you know. Let them off the float and bait them with the dough. You can do it funk or do it disco. Yeah, disco. 5 million ways to kill a CEO. Slap them up and shake them up and then you know. Let them off the float and bait them with the dough. You can do it funk or do it disco.
I'm justified it, it was worth your waiting. On the turf debating how to get it percolating. You working, you while we happy just to work a day. But I'ma slap them till my blood starts circulating. Your checks have elasticity. Did they cut off your electricity? Did you scream and yell explicitly? Force the boss into complicity. I'm a white chalk stencil, but I push a pencil. Rolling dope fiend rentals to your residential. Broke as fuck eating lentils with no utensils. Finna teach pimp class with a whole credential. They own sweatshops, pet cops, and fields of cola. Murder babies with their molars on the areola. Control the Pope, Dalai Lama, Holy Rollers, and the Ayatollah. Bump this rolling in your bunker to your new Corolla. Or you might catch me on the scenic route with my penis out. Yelling twice for the executives with the meanest mouth. Wanna know what this demeanor's about? City try to clean us out. Greenest cloud, shut them down. They ain't never seen a drought. In the field, but they ain't calling you back. For the record, I ain't called it a gag. But tuck this in the small of your back. Wait in the bathroom stall till I tap. Got 5 million ways to kill a CEO. Slap him up and shake him up and then you know. Let him off the float and bait him with the dough. You can do it funk or do it disco. Yeah, disco. 5 million ways to kill a CEO. Slap him up and shake him up and then you know. Let him off the float and bait him with the dough. You can do it funk or do it disco. Yeah, disco. Slowest slow as the creeper. If you a janitor, get a street sweeper. Ugly is even skin deeper. If you can't get the prayers, get the beeper. The murder scene before there was a coroner. I might have been born here, but I'm a foreigner. Spilling swigs for victims of pigs and not Feeney's kid. Flip off the lid, who you pulling for? You too could be a corporate green killer, bean spiller. Gangster of love, just like Steve Miller. They wear skivvies, that's made a chinchilla. Factory in Mexico, bought a spring killer. I'm from the land where the Panthers grew. You know the city and the avenue. If you the boss, we'll be smabbing through and we'll be grabbing you to say what's up with the revenue. Yeah, and if you feel it, we can even try to sell it with the 5 million ways to kill a CEO. Slap him up and shake him up and then you know. Let him off the floor and bait him with the dough. You can do it, Bronco.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to win.
It is our duty to win.
We must love each other and support each other.
We must love each other.
Thank you. So the show's wrapping up. We have about 5 minutes left. Steve, is there anything else you want to leave us with about labor or Labor Fest or what we can do as workers, as individuals, or collectively?
Well, we support all workers organizing, you know, because the ability to have power is through organizing, collective power. And but in organizing, you have to learn about the history of organizing and the history of working people here and around the world. In the United States, we have a great history of organizing. I mean, workers, it used to be illegal to form a union.
Yeah.
So workers broke through that, you know. And these companies like General Motors and Ford used to be all non-union.
Mm-hmm.
And people said, you can't organize them. Well, workers did organize them.
Wow.
So it shows workers have the power when they get organized, and collectively they can change the world, and they have changed the world.
Yeah.
And in San Francisco, we have a great history of labor struggles, you know, and we want to get that history out. And we also want to support, like, the anchor steamworkers who are organizing a union and Veterinary
Carrier of
America.
Yeah, I think that's super important. How can we support people trying to unionize?
Well, they're going to be having a panel talking about their struggle. And,
cool.
You know, it is a job. It's work to organize a union,
yeah,
where you are. But they're doing that, and they have support, and we have to support them.
Yeah, we do.
So that is what a general strike is about. A general strike isn't about, like, the ILWU. It's about all workers.
Yeah.
You know, because we understand it's not just about our individual workplace. All workers need support.
Yeah, and it's about, like, the collective power that all workers have.
And that has the power to win. In San Francisco, the strike was successful. And
yeah,
when they killed two workers here 85 years ago, there was a march of workers, silent march. And as a result of that, there was a general strike. The San Francisco Labor Council at the Redstone Building voted for a general strike. Now they're trying to privatize the building. They want to save
wow.
it in San Francisco on 16th Street. So the workers, not only were they successful in getting the longshoremen organized, clerical workers, telephone workers, all kinds of workers, journalists organized because of that general strike. They said, we have the power.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing. It shows collectively we have the power to do what we have to do.
Yeah. I think that's really powerful and really important to remember.
And
yeah,
it's exciting now with the internet, actually, that this we can be live. The strikes here, the struggles can go live worldwide. And that's what the teachers did. Their rallies. I mean, that shocked these Republicans in West Virginia
and
you know, that these workers are out there debating them and on Facebook, you know, getting their
yeah.
stories out. It's powerful.
Yeah, and it's, like, just a great way, I've said this already, but, like, to disseminate the information and to get, like, education out there. I think that's super cool. Yeah, so thanks for being on my show today. I definitely learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot, too.
And that's why we have LaborFest, laborfest.net. There's stories. We're streaming some of it. We're going to stream the thing on the murals, the
cool.
struggle of the murals.
So even if we can't be there in person, we can still participate.
Some of them, yeah, they can watch, because we want to get it out. Even everybody can't come to San Francisco, but
yeah.
they can watch and learn about
yeah.
the struggles here in LaborFest.
That's super cool. Thanks again. And here's one more song to send off my show. This is the classic Working Class Hero.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home,